You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, April 26th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, how ads for explicit AI girlfriends are swarming Facebook and Instagram. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Meta's online ad library shows the company is hosting thousands of ads for AI-generated NSFW companion or girlfriend apps on Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger. They promote chatbots offering sexually explicit images and text, using NSFW chat samples and AI images of partially clothed, unbelievably shaped, simulated women. Many of the virtual women seen in ads reviewed by Wired are lifelike, if somewhat uncanny, young, and stereotypically pornographic. Prospective customers are invited to role-play with an AI stepmom, connect with a computer-generated teen in a hijab, or chat with avatars who promise to get you off in 1 minute. The ads appear to be thriving despite Meta's ad policies clearly barring adult content, including depictions of people in explicit or suggestive positions, or activities that are overtly suggestive or sexually provocative. That's created a new front in debates over the clash between AI and conventional labor. Some human sex workers complain that Meta is letting chatbots multiply while unfairly shutting their older profession out of its platforms by over-enforcing rules about adult content. As a sex worker, if I put anything like, "I will do anything for you, I will make you come in a minute," I would be deleted in an instant, says Gemma Rose, director of the Pole Dance Stripper Movement, a UK-based sex worker rights and pole dance event organization. Meta's policies forbid users from showing nudity or sexual activity and selling sex, including sexting. Rose and other sex worker advocates say the company seems to apply a double standard in permitting chatbot apps to promote NSFW experiences while barring human sex workers from doing the same. People who post about sex education, sex positivity, or sex work have for years complained the platform unfairly quashes their content. Meta has limited some of Rose's posts from being shown to non-followers, screenshots seen by Wired Show. Her personal Instagram account and one for her organization have previously been suspended for violating Meta policies. Not that I agree with a lot of the community guidelines and rules and regulations, but these ads blatantly go against their own policies, says Rose of the sexual chatbots promoted on Meta platforms. And yet we're not allowed to be uncensored on the internet or just exist and make a living. Wired surveyed chatbot ads using Meta's ad library, a transparency tool that can be used to see all the ads currently running across its platforms, all ads shown in the EU in the past year, and past ads from the past 7 years related to elections, politics, or social issues. Searches showed that at least 29,000 ads had been published on Meta platforms for explicit AI girlfriends, with most using suggestive, sex-related messaging. There were also at least 19,000 ads using the term NSFW and 14,000 offering NSFW AI. Some 2,700 ads were active when Wired contacted Meta last week. A few days later, Meta spokesperson Ryan Daniels said that the company prohibits ads that contain adult content and was reviewing the ads and removing those that violated its policies. "When we identify violating ads, we work quickly to remove them, as we're doing here," he said. We continue to improve our systems, including how we detect ads and behavior that go against our policies. However, 3,000 ads for AI girlfriends and 1,100 containing NSFW were live on April 23rd, according to Meta's ad library. Wired's initial review found that Hush, an AI girlfriend app downloaded more than 100,000 times from Google's Play Store, had published 1,700 ads across Meta platforms, several of which promise NSFW chats and secret photos from a range of lifelike female characters, anime women, and cartoon animals. One shows an AI woman locked into medieval prison stocks by the neck and wrists, pledging, "Help me, I will do anything for you." Another ad, targeted using Meta's technology at men aged 18 to 65, features an anime character and the text, "Want to see more of NSFW pics?" Several of the 980 Meta ads Wired found for personalized AI companion app RosieTalk promise around-the-clock chats with very young-looking AI-generated women. They use tags including hashtag barelylegal, hashtag goodgirls, and teens. RosieTalk also ran 990 ads under at least 9 brand names on Meta platforms, including RosieGirl, Rosie Roleplay Chats, and AI Chat GPT. At least 13 other apps for AI girlfriends have promoted similar services in Meta ads, including nudifying features that allow a user to undress their AI girlfriend and download the images. A handful of the girlfriend ads had already been removed for violating Meta's advertising standards. Undressing apps have also been marketed on mainstream social platforms, according to social media research firm Graphica, and on LinkedIn, the Daily Mail recently reported. Some users of so-called AI companions say they can help combat loneliness, with others reporting them feeling like a real partner. Not all of the ads found by Wired promote only titillation, with some also suggesting that an explicit AI chatbot could provide emotional support. "Talk to anyone, you're not alone," reads one of Hush's ads on Meta platforms. Carolina R., an innovation fellow researching social media censorship at the Center for Digital Citizens at Northumbria University in the UK, says human sex workers feed the same needs and desires as racy AI girlfriend apps and also cater to lonely and disabled people. But Meta makes it extremely difficult for them to advertise on its platforms, she says. R says the sexually suggestive AI girlfriends remind her of the unsophisticated and generic early days of internet porn. Sex workers engage with their customers, subscribers, and followers in a way that is more personalized, she says. This is a lot of work and emotional labor beyond the sharing of nude images. Limited information is available about how the AI apps are built or the underlying text or image generation algorithms trained. One used the name Sora, apparently to suggest a connection to OpenAI's video generator of that name, which has not been publicly released. The developers behind the apps advertising explicit AI girlfriends are shadowy. None of the developers listed on Google Play or Facebook as creating the apps promoted on Meta's platforms responded to requests for comment. Mike Stabile, Director of Public Affairs at the Free Speech Coalition, an adult industry nonprofit trade association, sees the apps promising explicit AI girlfriends and their advertising tactics as scammy. While the adult industry is banned from advertising online, AI apps are flooding the zone, he says. That's the paradox of censorship. You end up censoring or silencing an actual sex worker and allowing all these weeds to flourish in their place. Anti-sex trafficking legislation signed into U.S. law in 2018 called FOSTA-SESTA made platforms responsible for what is posted online, vastly limiting adult content. However, it resulted in consensual sex work being treated as trafficking in the digital world, shutting adult content creators out of online life and making already marginalized sex workers more vulnerable. If Meta wipes the AI girlfriend ads from its platforms, it might emulate past sweeps of human sex workers. Despite diligently trying to follow Meta's guidelines, the pole dance stripper movement's account was banned without warning during a wave of removals of at least 45 sexuality-related accounts in June 2023, Rose says. Meta eventually rolled back some of the deletions, citing an error. But for sex workers on social media, such events are a recurring feature. Rose's personal account and its backup were also deleted in June 2021 during the COVID pandemic after she shared a photo, she says, of a pole dancing workshop. She was hosting online pole dancing classes and posting on the adult subscription site OnlyFans at the time. My business was gone overnight, she says. I didn't have a way to sustain myself. Okay, so I got deleted, Rose adds. But these companies are allowed to put out this kind of shit that sex workers aren't allowed to? It makes no sense. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, Meta's open-source Llama 3 is already nipping at OpenAI's heels. Checking in on Wired Science, we finally know where Neuralink's brain implant trial is happening. And on Wired Security, Arcane Door's cyber spies hacked Cisco firewalls to access government networks. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.